I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Monday, February 19, 2024. Markets in Asia mostly up this Monday as China comes back online. Traders watching closely Beijing's fragile economy. A gauge of APAC shares also higher for a third session. U.S. markets are closed today for the President's Day holiday. Here at home, the PSE index suffers its worst one-day drop in over a month, down 1.09% to a touch below 6,800.
There are news about the FTSE rebalancing, which would tend to offset the upweight that we enjoyed coming from the MSCI rebalancing. Another is that we're really in an overbought territory already. Based on technicals, our relative strength index is at like a 66, a little above 60, inching towards 70. So we're seeing healthy correction in the run-up. Of course, we cannot rule out profit-taking. It's very tempting because some stocks have really posted very good gains coming from the very low that we've seen last year and also beginning of the year. We are now up 15% coming from the low of like 5,900 that we've seen late in the year.
This market has already been going up for what, 3 months already, and a lot of people, a lot of analysts are thinking that, you know, a correction is just around the corner. But, you know, if you look at it in the big picture, again, in the big picture, we're still expecting central banks to cut interest rates very soon, if not this coming May or June, maybe in the third quarter at the latest. So as long as those interest rate cuts are coming, you can expect this market to have very shallow corrections and to continue to move higher. 8,000 by the year end. The more significant ones are the earnings of Ayala Land tomorrow and maybe the manufacturing PMI US data on Thursday.
In corporate stories, SM Prime Holdings posted a 33% jump in full-year 2023 bottom line to 40 billion pesos, driven primarily by the 30% growth in the mall business, which accounts for 56% of the total revenues. Mall rental income up 24% to 61 billion, while the residential business led by SMDC recorded an 8% growth in revenues to 43.1 billion. Reservation sales stood at 102 billion in 2023, translating to more than 21,000 residential units sold last year. Meanwhile, other key businesses, which includes offices, hotels, and convention centers, reported a 26% increase in revenues to 13.1 billion. For 2024, SM Prime is allocating 100 billion pesos in capex, up 25% year on year. And speaking of capex, Ayala Corporation clarifies the group's capex this year is estimated to be higher compared to the group's 250 billion peso allocation in 2023, with a bulk set to finance maturing loans. This, even as both Globe Telecom and Ayala Land will see lower capex, while parent Ayala Corporation's capex will be flat, closer to 13 billion. Meanwhile, 917 Ventures, the innovation arm of Globe Telecom, admits investors have become more prudent today amid the challenging economic backdrop.
I want to see a lot more analysis into what we do. I think the fundamentals are, I think, got a bit lost in the past few years when money was just overflowing and I think valuations were a little bit too high. When you say easy money, I think it's more prudent investing, right? In where to make your bets. And I think working as operating as a corporate venture builder, I think we do have the advantage to look at an ecosystem play. And we won't probably play in everything. We will look at this the same as last year. But we do have this back of the envelope thinking where, you know, it won't be as easy. But I think that's also the middle part is the discipline to find out where the best bets are. So it'll be a combination of new things. It'll be probably a combination also of new things and doubling down on what we have today.
917 Ventures has 13 portfolio companies, including GCash, Gogoro, ConsultaMD, Chroma Entertainment, and AdSpark. One of its more recent ventures is PropTech Houseify. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.